Take a moment to compare this remarkable fragment from a statue of Sinwasrit III to the Sphinx nearby. The resemblance is striking. It's obvious these pieces depict the same person, but there are important differences too. One difference is, of course, the material. The reddish-brown quartzite of this piece seems to glow from within and gives an amazingly lifelike quality. Hear what Dorothea Arnold has to say about the piece.
If you look closer what the artist did here with the flesh of the face, it's not only the careworn features that you have in the Sphinx, it is real human flesh in a human face, and how the mouth sits in the musculature around it and the flesh is just superbly expressed.
Sinwasrit III was a very effective ruler who centralized everything that happened in Egypt under the power of the pharaoh. He also consolidated Egypt's power over neighboring regions, especially Nubia in the south, with its gold mines and riches that were guarded by a chain of military forts. This realistic portrayal of the king's rugged maturity may have had a political purpose. Earlier kings had assumed power by associating themselves with the gods, but psychological portraits like this one could have made Sinwasrit's earthly power frighteningly clear to his enemies as well as his subjects.